Let's turn now to Pope Francis. He'll be in Philadelphia tomorrow for 2 days of events surrounding the World Meeting of Families. September 26th also marks exactly 1 year since 43 students in southern Mexico vanished and are presumed to be dead in a case that remains highly disputed. Activists have flown 5 mothers of those students to Philadelphia and are calling on the Pope to meet with them. Bobby Allen from Here and Now contributor WHYY reports.
Angelica Gonzalez and 4 other mothers of the students who disappeared are in the U.S. for the first time. Gonzalez remembers the last time she saw her son, Jose. He told her he was on his way to a fundraiser in a city 3 hours away. He and other students were hoping to collect enough money to pay for an upcoming trip to Mexico City.
He came the night before and told her, "Mom, I'll see you when I come back," and we never saw him again.
Gonzalez and the 4 other mothers of the missing students have been given special seats for Pope Francis's remarks on immigration and religious freedom on Independence Mall. Gonzalez and her supporters are also hoping to get some one-on-one time with the Pope about their demands.
And what we want is the government to give us the bodies or to give us our kids, because we know they have them.
Mexican officials say the students were on a bus on their way to an event in the city of Iguala when they were intercepted by corrupt police, who shot and killed 6 of them and handed 43 of them over to a drug gang. The government says the gang killed the students and burned their bodies in a garbage dump. But a new report by the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights contradicts that account. It says there's no physical evidence to support the theory that the bodies were burned and that the government knows more than it's telling. Meanwhile, families of the students are publicly saying there likely has been a government cover-up.
The emotional level of these families is so enormous because in the background, in their hearts, they think there's a remote possibility that some of them might be alive.
Pella Lara is one of the activists who's been communicating with the mothers of the missing students. She says the mystery surrounding the students' disappearance has galvanized Mexico. Laura says even though it's been a year, there are no solid answers. But there's lots of theories out there.
One is just being in the wrong place at the wrong time. This bus was a known drug transport, and they just happened to be there when there was this attack or this raid. The other is definitely political. There were young people who were questioning the government.
The report by the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights said it's possible that the students were unknowingly on a bus transporting heroin or drug money. But the families say the students were targeted because they were leftist activists who were raising money to attend a large demonstration. Matt Ingram is a professor at the University of Albany who studies criminal justice in Mexico. He says the fact that the students were young teachers in rural communities made the story especially stunning. And he says it also looks like the local police and drug gangs may have worked together.
One of the reasons why it really shocked people is because the collusion seems so organized and out in the open, you know, and explicit, sort of patent, you know, and where usually you're looking for hidden secret relationships.
Over the last year, Mexican officials have arrested more than 100 people, including dozens of police, in connection with the missing 43 students. But officials are sticking to their story that they all died at the hands of drug gangs. The mothers of the students, meanwhile, feel voiceless. And that's what the trip to Philadelphia is all about.
We think that the voice of the Pope is going to be the voice of them, of the people who don't have voice in our country. So we want that the world knows about what's happening in Mexico.
That's Marcos Urbina, another activist who's been working with the mothers during their stay in Philadelphia. Also part of the group is Fidel Marino. He says Mexico has the world's 2nd largest number of Catholics. If the Pope calls on the government for justice, his words will carry weight.
Las madres no quieren venganza.
The case has to be reopened. These mothers don't want revenge. They just want justice. The idea is not revengeful, but to ask public officials to take responsibility for their role in this event.
Pope Francis has already called the students' disappearance a murder, but the activists want him to further shame the government for its handling of the case and to pressure officials to prosecute those responsible. The Mexican consulate said it regrets the students' disappearance and rejects that kind of violence. A consulate official said Mexico is aware of the report's finding that the students could still be alive, saying the case will remain open until they have complete answers. For Here and Now, I'm Bobby Allen in Philadelphia.